Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, September the 21st, year 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan every Thursday night, and we come to you every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m., over the same broadcast, over the same platform, worldwide platform. We come to you bringing God's word. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready now, as I always ask my listeners to get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight, so that you will be able to read it for yourself. You will be able to see for yourself what God is saying to his people on tonight. You will not have to be wondering if we're making these things up. You will be able to see what God is saying to his people through the word on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are. Heavenly Father, you are so worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth, Heavenly Father. We thank you for you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy on tonight. We know that we are not worthy of it. We don't deserve it. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us on tonight, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, then I include my entire family, and also include Pastor Gregory Kirby and his entire family. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, and all listeners, Heavenly Father, so that everything that we do for you, Heavenly Father, through this worldwide platform, through the music, through your word, through whatever you allow us to do, that it would not be in vain, that you would be glorified through it on tonight. And I pray, Heavenly Father, on tonight, that should there be anyone listening by way of telephone or by way of the internet who do not have a personal relationship with your son Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name, it is our prayer and heart desire that they would surrender on tonight after hearing God's word. They would be able to surrender on tonight and yield and open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts whereby they can be saved in his name, even on tonight. And then once they're saved in his name, they will come to know their God purpose, and they will walk in their God purpose. They will live in it, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth, is our prayer and desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those in a special way, for those that are being affected by the different earthquakes and the different hurricanes and the different wildfires that's going on all over the earth. You told us these things were going to happen, and the different wars and rumors of wars that's going on and taking place even now before our eyes. Your word told us these things was going to happen. So we pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted, and those that are, even in our bereavement, those that have lost loved ones through the hurricanes and the fires and through the earthquakes. We know that you are still a comforter, Heavenly Father. We know that you are the comforter of all comforters. So we pray that you would comfort the hearts of those that have lost loved ones. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your loving care, Heavenly Father. And we just give your name praise and glory and honor on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for even allowing our world leaders, Heavenly Father, that we thank you for them, even though they're not on the same page right now. Your word tells us that it's you desire for us to lift up our world leaders as well as our pastors to you. So that's what we're doing right now, Heavenly Father. We're lifting up President Donald Trump and the North Korean president and the Russian president and all those that have ruled over your people all over the land. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, first and foremost, that they would be saved in Jesus' name if they're not already saved. And once they're saved in his name, we pray, Lord, that they would be able to, when they do pray to you, that you would hear their prayers so that they would be able to do what's right for all people all over the land, that you would be glorified through them. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, now that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us on tonight. Use Pastor Kirby on tonight, Heavenly Father, as you see fit, as he delivered your word. And, oh God, we just give your name praise and glory and honor in advance for what you're going to do through your man of God on tonight through this worldwide platform. We thank you for him. Continue to bless his life, his family, and the ministry that you have placed him over is our prayer. Continue to bless each listener as only you can is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God, touch and agree with this prayer, said amen. Well, once again, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight, we have a spiritual food for thought for tonight, letting us know that spiritual intimacy with God means I trust him. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Spiritual intimacy with God means I trust him. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, right before I bring Pastor Gregory Kirby to you all, my listeners, when he do come forth, he's going to share a short testimony first. And then following his testimony, we're going to do a music break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Kirby as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. But before I bring him forward with his testimony, I have two announcements that I'd like to make. I am so excited for what God is doing in the life of my youngest sister, Danetta Burney. For the listeners that have been faithfully tuning in to this radio broadcast through this ministry, at one point she was going to have this gospel stage play, which is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, which God has allowed her to write. It was supposed to have taken place. It was originally scheduled for the Saturday and the day of Mother's Day of this year, but it was postponed. But we do have a new date now and a new location. You see, God is all about God's timing. We cannot skip the process, and it's all about God's timing. So he has allowed her to get a bigger place, and everything is more cost-effective now. And so the Lord opened that door, and so now the time is right. And so the date has been set. It's been rescheduled for Saturday, November the 11th, and it's going to be taking place at Impact Church, which is located at 12844, if I'm not mistaken, 12844 Elmdale Street, which is on the east side of Detroit in Detroit, Michigan. For those of you that are in the Detroit, Michigan area, or those of you that are in the Indiana area, Chicago area, that will be in the Detroit, Michigan area around that time, you do not want to miss this upcoming gospel stage play that the Lord has anointed and blessed my younger sister Donetta Burney to write. Again, it's titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And some of the cast members are well-known evangelists, gospel artists. Sister Peggy James is one of the cast members. Minister Gerard Brooks, he's a cast member. Eric Dion, Pastor Ron Todd is one of the cast members. And so they do have other members that are in the cast, but these are some of the cast members that I'm just naming off that are going to be a part of this upcoming gospel stage play. Again, will be taking place on Saturday, November the 11th at 7 p.m. at Impact Church. You will be hearing more about that as we get closer to the dates. Also, I am so excited what God is doing through this ministry, through this worldwide platform. And I'm asking all listeners, if you would faithfully tune into, the Lord has opened the door for me to now have other radio hosts that have their shows up under my direction. And the first one is titled Releasing the Sound, and that is hosted by Prophetess Vadira Hayward. She comes forth every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Again, her show title is Releasing the Sounds. Every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Then we have Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. Pastor Jose Dorsey, his show's title is Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. He comes forth every first and every third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. That's Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. And we soon will be having minister, author, Dr. Patricia Heisman out of Pontiac, Michigan. Will be coming forth with her own show. As soon as I get her date and the time that she will be coming on, she will be giving me that soon, and I will be passing that information on to the listeners. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would faithfully tune in to these other hosts that the Lord has placed under my direction as they deliver God's word. These are some powerful men and women of God, not to mention the different men and women of God that he allow to come forth through my show on this worldwide platform. So I thank God for what he's doing through me and through this worldwide platform, because I realize it's not about me. It's not about the guests. It's about God's word getting out, and that the souls will be saved. That's what it's all about, that God will be glorified through it. That's what it's all about. And so I thank God for each one that comes forth bringing the word of God. I could not do it without you, and I could not be where I am now without the listeners. So I thank God for each one of you. So right now, I am so excited to get ready to bring forth Pastor Gregory Kirby. He's going to be coming forth and sharing his testimony. He is a pastor of Strictly Business Ministry that is located here in Detroit, Michigan. And once he comes forth, he will be able to, at the end of his message, we have time permitting, he will give you all the information regarding his church. And if you want to do it at the after his testimony, he can do it before he brings God's word. He can give you the location of his church. Again, it's titled Strictly Business Ministry under Pastor Gregory Kirby. He's going to be bringing the word very shortly. But we're going to go into a music break. But before we do the music break, I'm going to ask Pastor Kirby if he would come forth now and share his testimony. And after he shares his testimony, then I'm going to do our music break. And then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Kirby to deliver God's word. Pastor Kirby, it is so exciting to have you on board tonight to share God's word with his people on tonight. So I'm excited to know that you're on the air and you're going to be delivering God's word very shortly to his people. But right now, before you share God's word and before the music break, I would like for you to please share a short testimony with the worldwide listeners.
So glad to be here. So glad to be here on tonight. Yes, I am currently the pastor of Strictly Gospel Ministry, located here on the east side of Detroit, 20100 Shana. I went to Northeastern High School and came out of Northeastern High School and began to run with different types of folks. And begin to
excuse me, Pastor. Excuse me, Pastor Kirby. Someone needs to put your phone on mute. We've been interrupted while Pastor Kirby is speaking. If you would so politely, if you would place your phone on mute. If you're not Pastor Kirby speaking right at this time, if you would please place your phones on mute, it would be greatly appreciated. So sorry. Go ahead, Pastor Kirby.
Yes, that's okay, Pastor. Thank you. Yes, again, I'm Pastor Kirby, located at 20100 Shaner on the east side of Detroit, born and raised, bred on the east side of Detroit. Northeastern Falcons came out in 1980, began to get with some people and sell some things and sell some drugs and gamble and run the streets. And been pastoring now for 15 years. Road's been rough, but God is good. Former hustler, drug seller, gambler, now converted, and just glad to be on the Lord's side.
Go ahead, Pastor Kirby. I'm sorry. I just had to mute someone out. Go ahead, Pastor Kirby.
Okay. Thank you, Minister Brown. Again, born and raised on the east side of Detroit, 15 years under Pastor Robert A. Ware, being taught under a strong man of God. But before that, life was consisted of selling drugs and promiscuity and just all kind of evil things. Ran the street and gambled for 25 years of my life. But thanks be to God, heard a voice from God, got saved, opened up a ministry up over a bar, the first bar that I used to work at. I used to be the doorman up over the bar. And praise be to God, he turned it around and turned it into my first building. Got saved and got converted from the streets and out the building up over Terry's Casablanca, prayed about it, cried out about it, moved in 2001, September the 8th, 2001, and we've been running for the Lord ever since. There turned to half the hour, joined into a church, fixed it up, cleaned it up, painted it up. 8 members came September the 8th. Next week we had 30 members, been going for the Lord ever since. And I'm here tonight to give God the glory. I'm not boasting on myself. It is of the Lord. In him we live, move, and have our being. So I give all the praises due to God, and it is because of him. He is the reason for the season. It is good to be saved tonight, Mr. Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a testimony. See, that's why it is so important that we share our testimonies. And that's a part of this worldwide platform. Anyone that comes on as a guest, I always ask you to share testimonies, because God says that he will share his glory with no one. And we help others that are going through similar things that we've been through, we're going through, or God has already brought us out of, or he's healed us or delivered us from anything, or our family members. They need to know that if that same God did it for us, he's able to do it for them too. So that's why it's important to share testimonies. And so I thank you for sharing that testimony. I know that someone was blessed by hearing that, and now they can move forward and do and fulfill their God purpose in the earth now after hearing your testimony. So right now we got to go into our music break, total praise, because truly through it all, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or what it sounds like, or even what we think, God is worthy to be praised, and he is worthy of our total praise. So right now we're going to go into total praise, and following this music break, we're going to come back, and I'm going to yield the mic to Pastor Gregory Kirby to deliver God's word. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. God is truly worthy of our total praise, not partial praise, but total praise, because he gave us his all, and we should give him our all, and he deserves our total praise. So right now, I am so excited to bring forth the man of God who's going to bring forth God's word right now, and that is none other than Pastor Gregory Kirby, the pastor of Strictly Business Ministries. He's getting ready to bring forth God's word. So I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word. Pastor Kirby, I am yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word at this time.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Brown. Again, we give God all the praise and we give God all the glory for tonight. It is an honor and a privilege to stand, sit here, and talk to the people. We give God all the praise and we give God all the glory that he so richly deserves. I am honored. Could have been anywhere else doing anything else, but I thank God for tonight. And again, we thank God for you, Minister Brown, for the invitation. Amen. So again, God is a good God, and he is a great and an awesome God. We give him all the praise and glory. Amen. So we thank God tonight. I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you on tonight. I'm going to ask all of you to pray for me, pray for us, that we can say something to you tonight to enlighten you. Amen. So we just thank God. We come tonight to speak the word, stand on the word. We didn't come to church tonight, but we come to be about our Father's business. Amen. So we give God all the praise and glory. So tonight, for your hearing tonight, again, pray for me. We're going to be going into the scriptures now. And we believe, God, that tonight somebody is going to hear this message and they're going to get closer to the Lord. Amen. So we thank God tonight. To all you listeners out there, you know, I didn't come on tonight to judge anybody, but I asked a lot of questions in my preaching and my teaching. I asked a lot of questions, and it's not to judge anyone, but the Bible says that the word of God is for correction, reproof, and instruction. So I believe that God has no problem with us challenging one another in love. Amen. Glory be to God. And so the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So I come to help sharpen somebody tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to go ahead and go to our scriptures tonight. And our first scripture will be found in the book of Romans. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about being led. I truly believe that have to be led by the Holy Spirit, led by God, in order for God's work to be manifested. Amen. And when you look around at the people and when you look around at our city, it doesn't take Metlock to see that something is terribly wrong in our city with the people. Amen. So tonight, you know, is it us? But we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the church has a great responsibility. Amen. And we need to be about our Father's business. Glory be to God. So lay it out. Are we truly being led by the Holy Spirit? Are we truly being led in the authority of Jesus? Because we have the power. He said he's given us power to tread over the scorpions and power over all the enemy, and nothing by any means should hurt us. So a question tonight, are we truly being led by the Holy Spirit? Amen. So we're going to take you to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 14. The scripture says in Romans 8 and 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Quick question for you. Again, I ask a lot of questions, so God and I really need your ear tonight. Amen. What is pushing us? There got to be something deep down on the inside that compels us to do the work of the Lord. Amen. So are we truly being led by God? Are we truly being led by God? And with that, where is the authority of God? Because this enemy is running rapidly. I don't know about other people, but I live on the east side of Detroit, 48205 area code. I'm seeing people throwing in the towel. I'm seeing churches folding. I'm seeing the enemy just destroy people coming and going. And with all this Bible, with all this God, and all this speaking in tongues, and all this religion, something is truly wrong. Are we truly being led by God? And where's the authority of God? Now it is time for us to be about our Father's business. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Then we're going to go over to, y'all bear with me and pray with me tonight, okay? We're going to go over to Luke chapter 14. We're going to go over to Luke 14 and 23. And we're going to see what Jesus is saying there. Luke 14 and verse 23 says, "And the Lord said unto the servant," and we are his servants, okay? And servants, we have to put the footwork in. Jesus said, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Now, let me say this. We can say what we want to say about the Jehovah Witness, but guess what? Listeners, they out there. The Jehovah Witness is out there, and they going to knock on your door. They going from door to door. They are persistent. They are consistent, and they going to knock on your door until you open it. Amen. And if you don't open it, they going to come back again the next day. So again, what is leading us tonight, this body of Christ? What is leading us tonight? There got to be something on the inside, because again, something is terribly wrong on the east side of Detroit. In fact, something is terribly wrong in our world. In fact, Detroit, Michigan, we has more churches per square mile than any other city in the nation, but yet we're in one of the most dangerous cities. That's not normal to me. All this power, all this authority, all these churches are coming up brand new, built from one brick up to the next brick. And we still, yet, folks are homeless, folks ain't eating, folks don't have affordable living. But yet and still, we are of God. All right. So is we truly being led by God tonight? In fact, what's compelling us? What's pushing us? Because again, I read to you, he said, go out to the highways and byways and compel. And the kingdom suffer violence, and the violence is taken by force. So we got to go out here with the led by the authority of God and led by the power of God. We must do this tonight. So what is it that's leading us tonight? Is it the money? Is it the money that's leading us? Is it the cars? Is it my Bentley? Is it my Mercedes-Benz? Is it my Maybach? Is it the popularity of it? What's leading us tonight? Are we truly filled with the Holy Ghost tonight? Glory be to God. Is it the suit and my jewelry? What's really leading us? Before I get to my next scripture, I want to share this with the listeners. When we are truly being led by the Holy Spirit, then we're going to come out of our own personal confinement. Glory be to God. You know, question for you. How is it a pastor can eulogize a 14-year-old child, 300 young folks in the church, and there's not another pastor nowhere in the church to support this family? I mean, really, what's really leading us tonight? I mean, what's leading us? Is it the Holy Spirit? Is it the authority of God? Or am I just going through the emotions or the motions of it? Am I truly being led by the Holy Spirit? Amen. Glory be to God. Because guess what? What's leading us? I ain't seen no pastor or no church lock arms in March on the gospel. I have not seen it, and I've been pastoring a little old 15 years, and I ain't seen the pastor and the church be led out by the Holy Ghost and march and stand on the gospel. Glory be to God. Now, we on TV, if you notice, we on TV, we defending, we protesting everything but the word. You notice that? Just watch that, people of God. Just watch the news sometime. Watch it. We standing on there. I'm talking about pastors, believers. We on there defending and protesting everything except the word. Except the word. Now, let me take you over to Mark 16 and 15. We got a great responsibility. Not only the pastors, but the body of Christ too. So let me take you over here to Mark 16 and 15. And listen, saints of God, don't think you gonna get away because you ain't no pastor, you ain't wearing no robe on Sunday morning. You got a great responsibility as believers to take the gospel out to the world. Glory be to God. Mark 16 and 15. And Jesus said, this is Jesus talking now, and he said unto them, who? The servants, the disciples. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't see it. I don't see it. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, your corner on your block is your Jerusalem. Your school, the school your kids go to is your Jerusalem. And God wants us to go out here led by the Holy Spirit and minister this gospel to a dying world and a dying people. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, what's leading us tonight? There's something terribly wrong because there's no way our city should be in the shape it's in. Folk are dying before their time, and we talking about all this gospel. Amen. So, again, what's leading us tonight? What's leading us tonight? I want to say this before I get to my last scripture. If we truly being led by the Holy Spirit, now we're talking about being led out tonight. We're talking about going out to the highways and byways. We're talking about stepping out in the authority of God. And when we step out on the authority of God, and we led by the Holy Ghost, then the devil will be defeated. And we know that the word don't lie. We know that this word don't lie. So we need to understand tonight that if I'm truly hearing from God, I'm going to come out of my own personal confinement of my church and my pulpit, and my people is going to walk with me if we truly being led by the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. So if we truly being led by the Holy Spirit, it will produce in us fruitage. Now, I didn't say fruit, but this is the same thing. In other words, when we led by the Holy Spirit, it's going to show. It's going to manifest power. It's going to manifest the authority of God, and it will break bondage, and it will destroy yokes. And I know the anointing destroys the yoke, but if we truly being led by the Holy Spirit, something got to change because there's power in the Holy Spirit. It will produce being led out by the authority of God, being led out by the power of God, it will produce in us fruitage. Now watch this. This is the first thing being led by the Holy Spirit is going to do. I'm going to go over to Galatians 5. Glory be to God. I'm going to go over to Galatians chapter 5, and I'm going to run down to verse 22. Thank you for your listening tonight. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. It'll make us love folks. It'll make us go to places that we're uncomfortable with. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22. Remember now, I'm talking about being led out. talking about what's compelling us, what's leading us, what's on the inside of us tonight that's burning. What's burning on the inside? If we truly being led by the Holy Spirit, it will produce in us fruitage. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, I'm going to go down to 22. But the fruit of the Spirit. Now remember, we're talking about being led by the Spirit, right? Glory be to God. The first one is love. Okay, that's enough right there. Why? Because love covers a multitude of sin. Amen. Love don't see faults. So if we truly being led by the Holy, if we truly being led by the Holy Spirit tonight, then love from God will make us go out and love God's people. And not only that, we minister to God's people. We can't minister to God's people unless we first love them. So what's leading us tonight? What's leading us tonight? Again, I told you from the beginning that something is terribly wrong. It's too many of us. It's too many preachers. It's too many doctors. It's too many apostles. It's too many bishops. It's too many churches going up for the condition of the body of Christ and the city and the people to be in the shape that it's in. So I have to ask the question, are we hearing from God tonight? Are we truly hearing from God tonight? Being led out tonight? So question for you. Listen now. Why is it vital that we be led? We're talking about being led. Why is it vital that we being led, that we be led by the Holy Spirit? Why? Because it's another force trying to dominate us. All right? And that is Lucifer, Satan. Why is it vital that we be led by the Holy Spirit? Because it's another force trying to dominate us. Okay. And if we are listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, then the pulpit is secondary. Pulpit ain't that ain't first. That's something we do on Sunday morning. I can with my eyes closed. I don't need a Bible to preach, but I know that we got to come from the Word. But I can close my Bible and still preach the message that the Lord give me, because the Holy Spirit on the inside is my guide. It's our everything. So preaching ain't the problem. Okay, the Bible talks about in Romans 8 and 28, the Holy Spirit will give us utterance. So the Holy Spirit will lead us on Sunday morning, if we truly been called. The Holy Spirit will lead us, and it will bring to remembrance the Word of God, right? Right. So, amen. So if we listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, then the pulpit is secondary. It's secondary. I am to be led out by the power and the authority of God. Amen. Glory to be to God. As I'm coming to my close, again, if we truly been led by the Holy Spirit, it will make us hit the worst areas. It will make us hit the worst areas. Well, some of y'all saying tonight, well, Pastor Kirby, you know what? How come you say that? First of all, Jesus came out of the worst place it was. He came out of Nazareth. He came out of Nazareth. Amen. Jesus went into a country, and his own knew him not. Amen. And then I believe it was Peter that denied him, right? Okay. So check this out, listeners. If we truly being led by the Holy Spirit, we will be out of our comfort zone. Right now, tonight, no Christian on this green earth, no preacher, no bishop, no leader, no doctor, no born-again Christian should be going to sleep comfortably tonight on these nights, the way we losing these babies and the way we losing our young folk. Ain't no way you should be going to sleep and sleeping comfortably, laying back in your big rocking chair, eating your steak and potatoes with the condition of the people. Glory be to God. And if we're truly led by God and we got the love of God in us, we hurting right now for the people. Amen? Because being led by God is going to lead you to feel uncomfortable when you see the condition of the people. Amen? And when you being led by God, you're going to come out of your own comfort zone. You ain't comfortable right now. You shouldn't be comfortable right now the way we're losing these young people. What's leading us? What's leading us? Now, listen, listeners, tonight. Again, the Jehovah's Witness, they got the right idea by going door-to-door. They just got the wrong method. They got the right idea, glory be to God. They just got the wrong method. Now, I want to ask you a question tonight. If we're truly being led by God, how come I have not seen a pastor and his member on my block in 5 years? Glory be to God. Is we truly being led tonight by the Holy Spirit, by the authority of God? Check this out. This how come I know we're not being led by God. The Holy Spirit, God, Jesus came out of Nazareth, again, a not so nice place. He went into a country and his country and they knew him not. Being led by God, the Holy Spirit, it will sometime lead you to an uncomfortable place. Amen. Glory to be God. What do you mean, Kurt? Being led by the Holy Spirit, you'll end up on a street corner. You'll end up on these rundown blocks. It will lead you to witness to prostitutes when you're being led by the Holy Spirit. It'll lead you to witness to drug dealers. It'll lead you to witness to unsaved people, but it'll be leading you for God's glory. I wish y'all would talk to me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Leading us tonight. Do God have our heart tonight? Praise be to God. Do we have our God tonight? And I know this time running out to me. Let me move on here. Listen. When we're truly being led by God, we see past our own personal confines. Now, there's some friends of mine, some good pastors of mine. Bullock and Williams and Ride Out. You know what? Every time the news come on, them brothers is there. I mean, them brothers is there. Mr. Bullock is there. Reverend Williams is there. Ride Out. There's some good brothers. They are there. They are there. I give them their due. They are good pastors. They fight for minimum wage. They fight for black lives. Police brutality. Question for you tonight. Again, question. Well, when we going to march for the gospel? When we going to put a microphone in our mouth and tell the folk, this is what thus says the Lord. This is how we're going to get this city back. This is how we're going to get these people back through the word. So what's leading us tonight? What is leading us now? Are we really hearing from God? Are we really hearing from God? Again, the preachers. My friend, they got the right idea, but the wrong method. Because if we being led out for all this other stuff, and we got the Holy Ghost and the power of God in us and the authority of God in us, then surely we should be led out for the gospel. Surely we should be led out for the gospel. So, question for you tonight. What's leading us tonight? Where is them preachers of Detroit at? I saw them get together on stage after the ticket sale. It showed your church, your wives, your cars, your jewelry. But I ain't seen you all since then. So what was it? Was it the attention? Was it the popularity? Was it a boost in your ego? Because the people saw what most people say a blessing from God? I mean, what's leading us tonight? Is it the popularity? Is it for me to show the people that I can preach and get the glory from man? What's leading us tonight? If we could get together on the stage, we should be able to hit the corners where the people at. You know, I'm just saying, what's leading us today? is we've been led by the Holy Spirit tonight. Is we've been led by the power of God tonight. What's leading us? Because if we're truly being led by the Holy Spirit, we go into an uncomfortable place. You would see us out here on these corners. And listen, people, that corner, God gave that corner to us. That's why he said go into all Jerusalem, to the most inner parts of the world, and preach the gospel. We got the drug dealers and the prostitutes and the whores on the corner because the Christians ain't on the corner. Now, come on here. Y'all talk to me tonight. Glory be to God. If we truly being led by the word of God, by the power of God, if we truly hearing from God, if God truly got our heart, then we'll lead out and you'll see us on the corner. You'll see us preachers locking hands with our members and marching. You will see preachers coming together in the community. Preachers don't even come together no more in the community. The Bible says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Where's the unity? Are we truly being led by the Holy Spirit tonight? And in my closing, you know, and these are not judgments, but these are serious indictments. I mean, what's leading us tonight? Because we are in bad shape in the city of Detroit, and we got all the churches in the city, in the world, in the country. So are we truly from God tonight? Some of us, Triumph is doing services, multiple services. Some of us, we're doing multiple services, 8, 9, 10, 5, or 6 services on Sunday, really. So if God is using me like that, I should have the same compassion for the greater, which is outside the pulpit, which is outside the pulpit. So what is truly, really leading tonight? What's truly leading us? Are we truly hearing from God tonight? How do we turn this thing around? Unless we're being led out by the Holy Spirit. There's power in the Holy Spirit. There's authority in the Holy Spirit. Listen, when Jesus, everywhere Jesus went, his power and his authority was manifested everywhere he went. But look at us. Look at us. In my closing question again, what is leading us tonight? Because from the look of things, it just seems like we're satisfied with getting to church on Sunday, and that is it. I beg a difference tonight. This is a 365-day responsibility, body of Christ, leaders, believers, getting out here, walking the streets, ministering to the lost and the hurting souls. What's leading us tonight? What is leading us tonight? Are we truly putting our foot to the plow? Are we truly hearing from God? Is the thing on the inside of me being manifested to help save somebody else? What's leading us tonight? It's time for us to be about our Father's business. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. So with that being said, he who has an ear, let him hear. And if we hear, we should be led. And let's take care of God's business. To God be the glory. Again, this is Pastor Greg L. Kirby from Strictly God's Business. Many saying to all of you tonight, for God is the reason for the season. And it is our prayer that you be blessed above measure. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Pastor Kirby, what an awesome, powerful word on tonight. I just love what you just said. I mean, I had to take that in. I mean, I sucked that in real quick when you said it. If the pastors in the churches were doing these jobs as being true born believers in the body of Christ, like you said, according to the word, going into the hedges and the highways in the areas where people don't want to go, if we would do our jobs as Christians, then we would not be seeing, like you said, all these different prostitutes and crackheads and alcoholics hanging out on these corners and streets, because the pastors in the churches would be out there doing what they're supposed to be doing, drawing souls to Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. So I thank you for sharing that powerful, awesome, much-needed word on tonight for such a time as this that we're living in, because we are truly living in the last days, and we can see the handwriting on the wall. We see everything that's going on in North Korea. We see all the different hurricanes and the tornadoes and the wildfires that's going on in the world. Mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, and families not together anymore. They've fallen apart. Number the enemy has come in. I thank God that we do know that the enemy do have power, but he has limited power. The God we serve, the Most High God, he has all power, even over the enemy. Just like Jesus had power over death, hell, and the grave. He wrote power, and he never will lose his power. It's the power. The problem is not Jesus. The problem is us, the doers, the believers of God. We are believing God to be. So are we scattering God's flock by being liabilities to his kingdom, by the way we saying one thing and living and doing another right in front of the world, being just like the world? So we are confusing the world, and God is not pleased with that. We need to come from among them. He said, yes, we are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. So I thank God for this much-needed word on tonight, Pastor Kirby. This was our on-time word for tonight, and I pray that we would get this word out, even through this worldwide platform, that we will be able to get it out to other people, and they will be able to hear this word tonight, that lives and will be changed. And the only way that lives are going to be changed today is through the people, the vessels, the body of Jesus Christ. We, the church, God told us, Jesus told us, that greater works that we would do, because he knew that he was going to be leaving of the earth. He was going to be returning back to his heavenly Father, the Creator. And that's what he is right now, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God. And he said greater works that we would do when he leaves. And so that now he's at the right hand of God. We have the internet. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have all these different accessibilities that we can get the word out, spread the good news of Jesus Christ through the word, or through these different modems and availabilities that we can get the news out about God, about Jesus Christ, about being saved in Jesus' name. So that's what Jesus said. He said there are greater works we would do, because he already knew the technology that was going to come after he had left to go be back with the Father. So, Pastor Kirby, know that you have brought such a powerful word on tonight. I thank God for you. I am praying that God will continue to bless you, your family, your ministry, and the works of your hands, because he is not through with you yet. God worked. He's going to show up, and he's going to show out in your life. Pastor Kirby, at this time we have a few minutes left. I'm going to ask you to, if you could please give out your information, your contact information, should there be anyone listening that would like for you to come speak at their church or whatever, how people can get in contact with you, and then also you can give your shout-outs right after that.
Yahoo.com. Again, that's email address TarianGray, G-R-A-Y, at Yahoo.com. And I can also be reached at area code 586-935-7527. Again, that's email address TarianGray at Yahoo.com. And I can also be reached on hand any time of the day, any time of the night at 586-935-7527.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you like to give any shout-outs at this time?
No. Well, Pastor, I would just like to say again, thank God for you, Mr. Brown. Give God praise and thanks for you, and also to my wife, Tarian, and also to the members at Strictly God's Business Ministry, and to the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Let's walk in the power and the authority of Jesus, and let's be about our Father's business.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Well, I am so excited to have had you on the show for the first time on tonight, and I do want you to know that this is not your last time. I already know that the Lord is going to allow you to be on here again. So I'm in the process of starting to book my January people as my guests. And so, Lord, be willing, I can squeeze you in for some time again in January. But I thank you for tonight. And I know that I was blessed by the word.
Amen. Amen. Hello?
Yes, well, praise the Lord. We had some technical difficulties. We got disconnected, but we're right back. But I see that a lot of my callers had hung up, but I do apologize. We do know that the enemy do not like when God's word goes forth, and he always try to show his ugly head. But we know that God was still glorified through Pastor Kirby on tonight. And I thank God for you, the listeners, who are faithfully tuning in every Thursday and every Saturday night to tune in and be blessed by God's word. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We come to say thank you.